The Gemara Masechta Chulin Daf Samach Baal Rama Beis discusses Beim Muzaris. The definition of Beim Muzaris, or another way it's normally described by Chazal, Asafna Mi'ara, which means that they're unfertilized eggs. Eggs that don't come from the union of a male, of a hen and a rooster, but rather eggs that are formed by the hen itself. And the Gemara says, Nefesh Yofa Teichlam, which means that in those days it was very uncommon to have such eggs, and they weren't considered good eggs. And only a person who's not an istanis, only a person who isn't particular about what he eats, would eat them. Interestingly, parenthetically, we see from here that Baal Teshaksu, what's considered unappealing, is a very subjective halacha, because in those days, obviously, there might be a concern of eating those eggs of Baal Teshaksu, Bizman Azeh, these are the eggs that we all eat. And the fact, a very important fact about these eggs is these eggs cannot develop into a chicken. They can't hatch into a chicken. And therefore, as the Meiri teaches us, Be'er, an egg that safna ma'ara, ein misra kemis l'olam, can never form into a chick. Hilkach afilu nimtza le'karat dam, and therefore, even if blood is found on this egg, and we know that if blood is found on an egg, it's reason for concern because it represents that it's forming into a chicken, into a live chicken, and therefore may not be eaten. Here, nimtza le'karat dam muteres b'ezim makom shiimtza ba, if blood is found anywhere on this egg, it may be eaten. She'ein bo safek rikum. There is no question that this egg cannot form into a chicken. And therefore, halacha says the Meiri already, v'zarek sadam v'oichlas ashar. You're allowed to eat the egg, just throw out the blood. And this is the opinion of all the paiskim, and this is the halacha brought down in Shulchan Aruch Yehudeya, Simin Samach Vav Sif Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch paskins. Shulchan Aruch paskins here in Sif Zayin. Beim Hamuzaros Pirish Nifstu Vnask Mimatva. Even if a chicken has sand on it, they may be eaten, as long as you throw out the blood. And as the Paiskim say, the Michas Yitzchak discusses this in the Tshuvas Michas Yitzchak, Chelet Aleph, Simon Kovov, as long as this hen has not come in contact with a rooster for 21 days, we know that the egg that came from this hen is Safna Ma'ara, and the halachas of blood normally that we normally have with blood don't apply. But still, if as because of the minig, if there is blood found on the egg, it should be discarded. Ramosha in a tshuva in Igros Moshe, Chelik Yerideya, Chelik Aleph Simen Laman Aleph, that says that we need to be concerned that on the farm where there are where typically the eggs are raised, unfertilized, there may be roosters, and we need to be concerned that maybe the rooster came in contact with the hens. He says, but we could rely on the Masich Lefitumai of the farmer that these eggs are unfertilized eggs, that they're Safna Da'ara, and therefore we could be makel if on such eggs. But, he says, since throwing out an egg is not really a very big expense, says Rav Moshe, that one should, if there's any suffix, if the egg is not Safna Da'ara, we should be machmer and throw out the egg. As I said before, in general, the poskim are makel by all Safna Da'ara eggs. On the other hand, when there's any suffix, even though there may be many sveikas, as the Tferes Lamoshe quoted by the Pesachei Tshuva here says, we could be makel. We could be, the meaning is to throw out the egg. Moreover, Rav Moshe and a tshuva, another tshuva, in Igros Moshe Chelek Arachayim Chelek Gimel Simen Samach Aleph, says that there are people who have a minig that they always cook at least three eggs together. The reason they always cook three eggs together because they're concerned that maybe one of the eggs has a blood spot. And if the egg has a blood spot, it would be non-kosher. So the way we solve that problem is that we rely on a roiv. If there's a roiv eggs that are kosher, we could be makel. Says Rav Moshe, certainly by Safna Da'ara eggs, we need not be concerned. There's a tshuva in the Shas Tshuvas Mishnah Halachas, Chelek Dalid Simen Tzadik Vav. He also, of course, is makel on eggs that are Safna Da'ara, but he says that we are always accustomed to know that the halacha is that eggs that have a blood spot should be discarded. And therefore, even though al-pidin, as we're learning in our Gemara and we're learning here from the Shulchan Aruch, there is no problem with a Safna Ma'ara egg that has a blood spot. But to tell people that they could eat such an egg, he says, is a dovet tamur l'rabim. They'll say in the United States, there's no issa damim beyim. And they'll say that the Rabbanim were lenient about something that we all know is usur, even though the situation is very different. Moreover, he says, we need to be concerned that maybe the way of raising chickens will change and they will begin to raise chicken and raise eggs through a hen and a rooster through a fertilization process. And therefore, he's not prepared to say that all eggs may be eaten without checking. He says, and moreover, he says that there are some eggs that do come from fertilized hens. And therefore, he says that he is not ready just to say that you're allowed to eat all eggs without checking. But he does want to say that when you have a teruvis of an egg that might have had a spot in it with other eggs, since the blood is really not an issue, or in any other shiloh, he takes a lenient approach. Rav Moshe Sternbuch, the Shalos Tshuvos, Tshuvos van Hagas, Chelek Beis, Simen Shin Pei Dalet, is much more machmer, and he says that the minig is that when we find that we don't just say that the eggs are safna the ma'ara, and we therefore have to be machmer even on these eggs. He takes a very interesting approach. He says that just like the Chasam Sofer held that cholav of Akum is Osir, even when there's no reason to make Chol of Akum Osir, when there's no non-kosher animal in the farm still the Chassam Sofer, famous Chassam Sofer, the Shas Chuvas Chassam Sofer, Yoredei Simin Kuf Nun, held you may not drink that milk. He says the same with eggs. It's a hard comparison because by Cholav Akum, there is no open sif in Shulchan Aruch that says that when there's no non-kosher animal, it's mutter. Here, as we just read, the Shulchan Aruch is very clear that there is no problem by eggs which are safna demara. So, therefore, he takes a more strict approach, but he also says you can't deny the fact that it's safna demara, and when there are reasons to be makel, certainly we have every right to be makel. And he actually quotes a story where people used to come to ask the Chazon Ish about eggs with blood. And there were other people that said that why are people bothering the Chazon Ish with these questions, especially since all the eggs are safna d'ma'ara. So the Chazon Ish told them, let the people continue asking. If it's, and I think pshat is that once something is accepted as the halacha, if people will see that Rabbanan are downplaying the seriousness, they'll downplay the seriousness of all halachas. Not only in a situation like what we're discussing, Safin B'ara, which is Alpidin Mutter. And therefore the Chazon Ish said, anything that Klai Yisrael is machmer on should be treated with the most serious approach and the most serious attitude.